Good morning and shalom. This is yet another day the Lord God has given us that we may rejoice and be glad in it. We have already come far by the grace of God. We've been going through the scripture verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book. And now we are in the second letter to the Corinthians. Just completed the first letter, chapter 16, the first Corinthians, chapter 16. And now we are in second Corinthians, chapter 1. And we want to do from verses 1 up to verses 8-11. And it's good to realize that this letter to the Corinthians shows how the kingdom of God, or the blessings of the King Jesus, were able to bring the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, or the heart of the father back to the sons. And how this gospel, which is the good news of the kingdom of God, is able to bring the hearts of sons back to the Father. And this is by healing the heart of the Father. The heart of the Father is said to be a bleeding heart. And when a father is bleeding, the sons becomes barren. That is a very critical condition or critical issue that we are going through currently. We have very many sons who have been disloyal, who have been disobedient to their fathers, and they have run away. And unfortunately, they go without a blessing from the father, from their father, from the spiritual father, from the biological father. God instituted a world where sons will receive the blessing from their father, so that when they also become fathers, they'll also be able to do the same. God said, one generation will commit the doings of God to the next generation, so that the next generation will be able to reach out to the next generation. Disloyalty from the sons robs them of the most important element of discipleship, namely trust. They don't trust their fathers any longer. They don't trust their people any longer. They don't trust their mentors any longer. They can just go without being accountable. They're just like Adam, who could not trust God in the beginning and would rather listen to the wife and would rather listen to the voice of the enemy, the snake, other than listening to his father, God. And the consequences of fall was great. So disloyalty robs these sons the element of trust and obedience, no longer obeying. They would rather do anything than hear what those who have invested their lives and their resources on them, and they forget because of only one performance, only one doing. Maybe one thing that didn't go well, they forget all the good things that has ever happened. And so this was the issue of the church at Ephesus. Chapter 1 of the book of Corinthians, not Ephesus, we know that it was a book of reprimands. It was a book of chastening. It was a book that Paul was actually confronting disloyalty from his sons. At one time he says, though you have many fathers, or have many tutors, you do not have many fathers. Then he said, I became your father when I came, when I was sent to you, when I begot you, when I was with you for 1.5 years. I birthed you, I brought you up, I established you, I discipled you, and you